The gospel reading today, our Lord speaking to Timothy, tells him what he has to do, what his task is as a bishop, that he is to preach the word, that he is to be urgent in season, out of season, so on. He is to be a preacher of the gospel. So as we celebrate today the feast of Saint Jerome, who is the one who translated scripture from the Hebrew and the Greek into the Latin, it is a good reminder for us, not only for those who are to preach the gospel, but for everybody, because Saint Jerome most famously said that ignorance of scripture is ignorance of Christ. The scriptures are the word of God. And as our Lord made very clear in the gospel today, not one jot or one tittle is going to pass from the law till it has all been accomplished. And so it is what God wants us to know. He didn't make it real easy necessarily to understand, and that's done on purpose. Because if something is made too easy, we tend to pay no attention. We let it just go in one ear and out the other, in this case, one eye and out the other. And so we have to stop and think. We have to be able to put the pieces together and try to understand what it is that he's saying. Because we recognize, as we see the various points of fulfillment in the lives of our Lord, of our Blessed Lady, how everything that the Lord said was indeed fulfilled exactly as he said it would be fulfilled, but not the way any of us would have thought that it would have been fulfilled. And so that's what we always have to be careful of, is assuming that we know exactly what it means. It's like, nope, it's going to happen exactly as he said, but not necessarily exactly as we think it. But it's not just about the things that are going to be fulfilled at some point, because they will all be fulfilled. But it is about how we live our lives. That's why St. Paul is telling Timothy that he has to teach with all patience and doctrine and so on, because he said there will come a time when people aren't going to tolerate sound doctrine. And that's where we're at. Remember a few years ago, there was a nun who went to a Catholic high school out on the East Coast someplace, and she talked to the kids about morality, and the parents raised up and made such a fuss about this that they ran her out. She was supposed to give an apology. And all she did was teach basic Catholic teaching. She taught what was right. The parents didn't want it, and they didn't want it for their kids. What a tragedy. And so we look at that and ask ourselves, do I want the truth? Not most of the truth, all of it. Because there are parts of the truth that are rather inconvenient. They're hard, they're difficult, they're going to require that we make some changes in our lives to be able to conform ourselves to the truth. But Jesus said, you were made for the truth, and the truth will set you free. But somehow we've got this goofball idea that if we do things God's way, that's going to set us back. That somehow this doesn't apply to today, or somehow it doesn't apply to my life. It's the word of God. It cannot change. It is perfect. It is infallible. And so we have to conform ourselves to the Lord. We've got this idea, perhaps because we live in America where everything is based on opinion polls, that if the majority say something, then therefore the majority must be right. Well, if that's the case, then all we need to really do is, if we do 6 out of 10 commandments, that's the majority, right? So I'm doing pretty well. No, we're not. If we're doing 9 out of 10, we're still not doing well enough. There are 10 of them. And then we have everything else that the church teaches us. Not to keep us under thumb, not to take away our fun and our excitement, to keep us on the right track, to keep us from being hurt, to keep us to grow and keep growing in holiness. That's what the church desires. Now, right now, we have leaders in the church who are doing exactly what St. Paul told them not to do. And in fact, they're the ones, it seems, that have the itching ears, because they don't even want to teach the truth. And so now they're telling people that doing things that are totally sinful is okay. We have people who water down the truth, and we have people who say it's okay, you can be Catholic, and you can believe this thing that is totally opposite of what the church teaches. All this is a bunch of garbage. But because it's coming from someone who's a priest or a bishop or a cardinal, people say, but, you know, so-and-so said, so-and-so is going to be in big trouble on Judgment Day. But we have to look at ourselves. Do we know what the truth is? I don't care if so-and-so said something different. The truth didn't change just because Cardinal Joe Schmo said so. We need to make sure that we conform ourselves to Jesus Christ. That's all that matters. And yes, we have a bunch of sheep who are shepherds, rather, who are hirelings instead of shepherds, who are willing to water down the gospel, who want to be accepted, who want to fit in, who want to be thought well of by the sheep. And so they tell us what we want to hear instead of telling us what we need to hear. So we have to be committed to doing what St. Paul said. We have to be committed to sound doctrine. We have to be committed to the gospel, the whole of it, not just the parts that we like, not just those things that are convenient, but the inconvenient ones as well. Because there are a lot of things that Jesus said that are pretty easy to do, and they fit right in with what I'd like to do, and then there are those other ones that are a little bit more of a challenge. Those are the ones we really have to pay attention to, because he's challenging us to be holy. And he's given us everything we need to get there. He's given us his grace. He's made us a member of himself. He's taken away our sins. He's done everything so that we can actually live as the children of God that we are baptized to be. So now it's our choice. When we stand before him, we will have no excuse. Granted, I understand anyone from my age down has been poorly catechized. And with every generation after, it's been worse and worse and worse. I get it. But at the same time, the question isn't whether or not we've been catechized as well as we should have been. The question that each one of us has to ask is, do I want the truth? Even if it hasn't been taught to me, even if I wasn't catechized well, do I want the truth? And am I willing to seek it out? And am I willing to change my life when I realize that what I was taught and what the truth are and what the truth is are two different things? Do I really want the truth? Am I willing to conform myself to that truth? These are hard things. These are great challenges because we are experts at rationalization. We can rationalize our way into and out of just about anything. And it's okay for me because, really, it's like these couples that come to me and want to get married, and I hear the same thing every single time. Oh, that won't happen to us. We're different. We're not like everybody else. So, I know that that's what Jesus said, but I'm different. It doesn't apply to me because. Try and explain that to Jesus. It isn't going to work. The truth is the truth, and it's true for everyone. Not for most people, but not for me. No, it's true for everyone. And the truth will set us free. So if we want to truly know Jesus, we need to know the scriptures. We want to live according to the way that God wants us to live. We need to know the scriptures. He has laid it all out for us. And that's where we want to be able to immerse ourselves in the fullness of the truth, because we want to immerse ourselves in the fullness of the Lord Jesus, who is the truth. And that's what we have to be about. So it's not just preaching the truth and seeking sound doctrine. It's a matter of living it. Because because every single thing in sacred scripture is absolutely true, and every single thing there is going to be fulfilled. And if we want to be part of that fulfillment, we have to know it, we have to embrace it, and we have to live it. That's what St. Paul is really calling Timothy to do, and then to teach that to others. That's the call for each one of us. Whether we're a preacher of the gospel or whether we're not, we all have to live it. We all have to want it. So that's the great challenge put before us today, to desire the truth, to seek the truth, to conform ourselves to the truth so that we can live the truth.